From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Studio again tonight, and this is Mama Mac along with my amazing co-host Dr. Angel Falzoni. What amazing things would you like to say about yourself tonight, Doctor?
Oh, I didn't write you any cue cards, did I?
No. I am just so excited to continue to do this show week after week with you, and to know that we are helping people. That's what it's all about. But to sit here at this table and really just deal with difficult subjects. I love it. I love the gut level discussions we have, Dr. Angel. And you being a PhD, licensed mental health counselor, you've got the training, you got the experience, you work on it, you work in that field on a daily basis, and you have a lot of therapists that work under you. And so you're not just sitting here saying stuff from nowhere. This is all coming from experience. It's coming from education. It's coming from helpful things that you've helped others with some of these difficult subjects, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we bring it in here, and you're coming with a plethora of experience over the years.
A plethora. That's a
with
great
individuals
word.
And couples and families.
Yes, and yes. Especially in spiritual and pastoral counseling, yes. But you know what? It all comes together, and our whole goal simply is to help people, isn't it?
It's all about living that go-yard life.
The go-yard life, which means hitting a home run in life. And we like to remind you that you can contact us during the show. You can contact us later. Our Google text number that works anytime, 24/7, 365, is 727-888-4171. 727-888-4171. Write that down somewhere. Jot us a quick little email if you like, or a text. The email address, goyard2014@gmail.com. Facebook, we're on Facebook. We need them to go like us,
don't we? Like us on Facebook. Facebook 1340.
And I want Goyard 1340.
Sorry, Facebook. Goyard 1340. I'm tired.
I know.
This evening, sorry. But you know what? Send us in your questions. We're going to be doing a Q&A show soon.
Right away.
Email, text, send us in your questions, and we will definitely, we'll look at answering those on live on the air.
Yeah, absolutely, we do.
Getting into your world and helping you right where you need it.
And, you know, there are a lot of people that do that. And
yes,
so
there are.
That's great. And we welcome you to and remind you, send your questions in so we can have a Q&A show soon. goyard2014@gmail.com. Saturdays and Sundays, we're on starcomradionetwork.com, also at 12 noon Eastern, Saturday and Sunday. So if you or somebody that you know misses this show, check it out Saturday or Sunday of this weekend. And that, again, is starcomradionetwork.com. All right, Dr. Angel. Last couple weeks, we were dealing with defense mechanisms. Why were we doing that?
Well, you know what? I think it's something that, there's a lot of conflicts in our relationships. We start feeling defensive or someone's acting defensive, and it kind of just amplifies those conflicts for us. Right. And so we want to diffuse that so we can have some healthy relationships and healthier interactions.
Exactly.
So, and that applies to every relationship. That was the cool thing about defense mechanism, was it wasn't just specific to one kind of relationship. It can get triggered in any relationship.
Yes. It can be a spouse. It can be a work situation. It can be a family situation.
It can be your neighbor.
It can be your neighbor. That's right. Or you're arguing over the fence or whatever it might be. So we decided to continue on, but on a little different angle here tonight.
We are. Yeah. We're going to take a little twist on it a little bit.
Yeah. What are we talking about tonight, Doctor?
Well, we are going to talk about deal breakers and our significant other relationships.
Aha. Deal breakers in those kind of relationships.
Yes.
So marriages, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever your situation might be, your significant other, correct, politically correct term.
There we go.
And what are deal breakers? And a deal breaker means something that breaks the deal.
That was profound.
Wasn't that great? God,
I love that. But it does.
I wrote that down. No, I didn't. No, go ahead. Explain, doctor.
The deal breakers are those things that if they happen in our relationship, we are not as committed to this relationship. Maybe don't want this relationship anymore. And everyone has different ideas of what those deal breakers are.
You mean all relationships don't always last forever?
No, they do not.
What is the divorce rate in America?
Divorce rate's pretty high. I don't know how those direct statistics in front of me, but they are high. And first divorce rate
at least 50%
is around 50%. Second marriages is at like the 70% rate.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah, so we need to look at deal breakers. We're going to look at those deal breakers.
Right.
Some people deal breaking maybe if their person cheats on them.
Right.
You know, those are some of the big ones.
I would imagine if you sent out a questionnaire across the internet that and asked what the most important thing or what thing that would break that deal, break that relationship, would be cheating.
It's probably number one.
Don't you think it's probably number one?
So many relationships have
cheating in them.
And some of them don't break that deal.
That is exactly right. And I know some people like that, and I bet you do too.
Absolutely, I do.
And you got to wonder, I mean, how can you turn your head the other way and not say, that's a deal breaker for me? Because, I mean, that's such a break of trust, of intimacy, of all that makes a relationship that special relationship when people cheat. But talk to me about that.
But then when it happens, there's a lot of parts to that maybe we don't want to lose this relationship because there are maybe more positives, or we want to work through it, or we want to pretend like it didn't happen, because there's a lot of pain, betrayal, anger that happens in that course. I remember years ago, there was this traveling missionary couple, and like 25 years ago, the husband had cheated on the wife, and they worked through it, and they are still married.
Okay.
And I felt so bad for this poor guy. For 25 years, he's been traveling church to church to tell the story how he cheated on his wife and their marriage has been saved.
You've got to be kidding me.
She's getting her revenge every night that they have to speak in church and shame him. I know. I felt so bad.
That's horrible.
You know, and their whole premise of their testimony was that they survived infidelity and they're still married. But I felt so bad for this poor missionary couple.
They're making their life around that.
They were.
That's
but when you talk
sad.
To people, a lot of people, that's their number one deal breaker.
Yeah.
Some of them may be if you're lying.
If you're lying.
You know, the big lies.
I know a lot of people and have known a lot of people in my life that have been married to or in a relationship with what I would almost call sociopathic liar that just absolutely everything's a lie. And, you know, it comes out from time to time in some of these relationships. Wait a minute, that was a lie, that was a lie, that was a lie.
No, that might be a deal breaker. Someone's deal breaker might just be if that person hits me. Any type of abuse.
Yeah.
That's my line. That's my deal breaker.
Well, I got to say, I know people related to me that have been hit, that have been abused, have been locked up and held prisoner in a house for a day or two. I know people that have done that, you know, that have had that happen to them. Now, in that last example of being locked up, that was the deal breaker for my relative. That was it. And when no phones were able to be answered or whatever after a day and a half, then the parents of this young person who was in this relationship, they got help and went to the house and, you know, broke down the door.
Wow.
I mean, it was a serious situation.
And there can be very serious ones. And listeners out there may be in a situation like that right now.
It's horrible. And it's not okay.
No.
It's not to be tolerated. And Dr. Angel, I think what I am feeling in this society at this time is, because I've heard so much of this through the years, is that it becomes almost commonplace for people younger, our younger generation, to say, oh, yeah, I've been cheated on, or, oh, yeah, I've been lied to, or, yeah, he beat me up, he broke my jaw, but, you know, hey, you know, we're back together now, and I love him. And I'm making fun of that.
I hear you that you are, you're right, it is very commonplace, and happens.
I can't imagine how you can stay, quote unquote, in love when you've been cheated on, when you've been lied to repeatedly, when you have been maybe stolen from financially.
Yeah, it was the next one I was going to talk about. Loss of financial security can definitely be a deal breaker.
It can be.
Yep.
But I guess my point, and I want to ask your professional opinion about this, is what about the listener who's driving down the road right now and says, yeah, I'm living in all that, but I love him. You know, and I'm making fun of that.
I hear you, but that happens all the time.
I have heard it so much. And they don't say it that way when they come in to talk. They don't say, but I love him. They don't do that. I'm making fun of that because to me it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And I know I'm taking a strong stand here, but
you are.
To me that's a deal breaker. Break my jaw, lock me up in the house, cheat on me, and I still love you?
And when we talk to people, in theory, these deal breakers, like, oh, I would never stay in this relationship. And then it happens.
And then it happens.
And then we have a whole different story now because, you know, theory of what I'm staying in and actuality are not the same thing.
Exactly.
And so, well, I can't afford to live on my own, or I need help with the kids, or I'm afraid to be by myself, or, well, it's not really that bad. It won't happen again. And there's excuses that come behind it. And so we're staying in this unhealthy situation.
In September of 2014, we began the show on Tan Talk Radio Network. And we started immediately. Our first series was on domestic violence. And the reason it was is because we wanted our show to continue to be current. And that's still what we do. We try our best to make things current. But at that particular time, there was a famous football player, and I will not mention name and go over all that again. It's on those shows, which you can listen to on our website, goyard2014.org. Go back to September of 14, and we did a series on domestic violence. And I remember one of the things that you made a big deal about, Doctor, was the way that when the rubber meets the road and a decision needs to be made after somebody's been beat up or cheated on or whatever, that so often it's just a lot of excuses that come out of usually the woman's. Now, it can be the other way around.
Absolutely. I've seen it both ways.
I've seen it both ways, too. But for the most part, it's usually women that are the recipient of this, in my opinion. That's my opinion, not your.
Well, and I've seen it's definitely improving where women are the aggressors.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, yes. There are a lot more. And the problem is when men are victims, society doesn't get behind them. They don't get supports in the court. They're not getting the support. And, you know, because how can you be a victim? You're the man in this.
Right.
And so, but it does happen and it is on the rise. So.
Okay. All right. So with all that said, when we think about this domestic violence, in that series that we did, we pointed out how difficult it is for people to stay together after there's been something that is that much of a breach of trust and confidence.
Mm-hmm. But yet people do it all the time.
But they do it all the time.
And that's where we talk about actuality is a lot different sometimes than when we talk in theories of what are your deal breakers in your relationships.
And that's why we're doing this show.
It is.
Because we recently, both of us, have had situations or know about situations where if it were us, we would have left.
Yes, that's very true.
I mean, seriously, without mentioning names or scenarios, there's a lot of things I know about people that I would not put up with that. Personally, that would have been a deal breaker for me, whatever it was.
True.
So how do we find out, Doctor, what our deal breakers are?
Well, you know, we got to talk about it. We have to think. Some people don't even think about this. Like, oh, well, we're just together and we don't think about what would make me not be with this person.
Right.
And then, you know, when we have our deal breakers, sometimes, like I said, actuality is not the same as when we're theorizing. So could I leave this person? Could I live on my own? Could I do this without this person? What would my supports be? How would this look? Maybe we just need to think about some of those things it would look like, because if it does happen, we right. do need to have a plan. Now, sometimes infidelity happens. It might have been a one-time thing. People go to marriage counseling. They seek forgiveness. They work for it. I'm not saying that right. when some yes. of those things happen that
we agree. I
that's
agree.
It. There's never, ever
I
hope.
Agree.
I mean, I've seen people in domestic violence where they were separated. There was intensive therapy. There was intensive work. And that relationship came
back
later
together.
For
and
the heal.
I agree. And it can happen.
It's not as common
it's
as people
common.
Want it to be because it's a lot of work.
Right.
And it's not as common. So, but it can. So I'm not saying just because we hit a deal breaker, oh, that's it. You know, there's never any hope. There might be, depending on your situation.
Well, bringing in last week's topic on defensiveness, a lot of times when what you as a therapist or me as a pastor or whatever would say, man, that would be a deal breaker for me. They're like defending them.
Well, that's normal. That's their normal. You know, what's funny is I worked with a couple one time and they had been divorced for 8 years and they lived together divorced after they were divorced for that 8 years. And I'm like, help me understand this whole divorce thing, because usually when people get divorced, you go on your separate ways and you build your life and you're still well, we had to for finances. Help me understand this divorce. You're not divorced when you know what I'm saying. And
right.
so, but in their mind, they thought, you know, this was a deal breaker. They cheated. We're divorced. And yet they were still functioning in as this single family unit. And it was interesting when
wow.
you talk to this couple. So, you know, sometimes we have those deal breakers. We may not be aware of it. I mean, I'm very cognizant of my deal breakers.
Why?
I've had to
Why?
Enact them because I've been in some really crappy relationships. And I've stayed longer than I needed to. Let's just be honest.
The doctor admits having been in crappy relationships.
And I've tried to make, you know, I've been there. I made that excuse or, oh, well, you know, maybe they'll change. Maybe this will get better. Let's talk about it. You know, I want to talk about it. And stayed more than I should have. And
right.
so as I've learned in life and seen experience, no, these are my deal breakers. And that's it. Like, this is where my rubber meets the road.
Got
oh,
a list?
I know my deal. If you, you know, you put your hands on me, you're done. That's it. Bye-bye. There's no second chance.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
You cheat on me, you're done. We're done. There's no second chance.
Ooh, those.
I'm not going back on.
Those are
my
big ones.
Two top deal breakers.
And those should be. I mean, honestly, I got to agree with you that I've just frustratingly had to deal with so many people that those don't seem to be deal breakers for them. Audience, what are your deal breakers?
Those
That's what we're talking
at.
About tonight. Those two, both of those that you just mentioned, they are definitely deal breakers for me. Also, don't be doing that stuff. But you brought up a minute ago, Doctor, that sometimes we don't exercise our deal breaker option because we have some payoffs if we don't.
True.
Talk to me about that. That's what I heard you say.
We do.
I'm
you're
practicing
right.
my. Here's what I heard you say.
You're doing so good with that.
I know I am. I'm working on
right,
it.
Right, because
tonight.
We're getting something out of this relationship.
Right. We get something
so
out of it.
Are we maybe living in a nicer house than we might would
right.
live? Or maybe we're having a higher quality of life in some way? Or maybe, you know, the positives or something in this relationship is giving us something that's kind of gluing us down.
Right.
So
right.
we're willing to ignore our deal breaker.
Right.
For whatever that payoff is.
So the payoff can and does in some relationships supersede the deal breaker.
It can.
It can.
And I know. I'm going to get a t-shirt that says,
it can.
Can.
Yes, we're getting her one of those, Bobby, because you know how she always does with me. If I ask her a question she doesn't want to really answer, she goes, it could be.
Ooh.
Or
I
it
like
can.
That. Can I have one too?
Yeah, you can have one too. Yeah. At compliments of Dr. Angel. Oh, so, but you're right. It's not all black and white. None
no.
of this is. And, you know, we don't please, audience, take this as we're putting you down if you don't have the same deal breaker as someone else.
No, and that's part of that unique individual experience.
Right.
But we need to, if we are in a relationship, we need to think about what are those lines and what is my plan if something happens to that line.
I've known people that have grown up in abusive households. It may be emotional abuse, maybe physical abuse, okay? Alcoholic parents or whatever the case may be, that have had such a bad experience with that growing up that they use that and turn it into a positive and determine that they're not going to tolerate those kinds of behaviors that they saw mom get beat up, mm-hmm. get thrown across the room, you know, all of that. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. And sometimes people do use that negative experience and it right. becomes, that's my line. And it's usually so driven in the sand, you know, it's not written in the sand. It's like in concrete.
Right.
Because it's their deal breaker.
Right.
And so we all have them, and we should if we don't. There should be certain things.
Yes.
That maybe my deal breaker might not mean we're divorcing. Maybe that deal breaker is we're going to have extensive
counseling
therapy.
Yeah.
Because we're not letting this ride under the sand. Maybe we need to separate for a period of time so that we can work on this issue. I'm going to tell you, if you're in domestic violence, you cannot work on it while you're in the same roof. Not happening.
Oh, well, you just said a very strong thing there, and I want you to repeat it and tell our audience why you think that, Dr. Falzone.
Well, if we're in a domestic violent relationship, we are not going to work productively on this issue while we're still living under the same
why?
Roof. Because we can't. It's going to take high dose of individual counseling for both parties, the person who had been abused and the person who was the abuser.
Right.
We need to, that. Both people need to have feelings of safetiness. We have to regain
yes.
trust. We have to take it back huge steps if this could go forward.
If it even can go forward. So the reason you can't live under the same roof and try that and play married at the same time is because
right.
it becomes a manipulation too.
It's very much a manipulation. And so that's not even a way we want. I wouldn't even work with a domestic abuse couple while they resided in the same house.
And I'm
totally not saying
you
have to go get divorced tomorrow. I'm saying you need to separate.
Separate and get help.
Mm-hmm.
But see, there's some people listening that might say, well, how can they get better if they're not if they don't stay together? What if somebody finds somebody else out there in the big world that they're attracted to?
Well, that could happen. That's things that might happen. But the thing of it is the relationship can't go forward until the individuals get the help that they need to go forward.
That's exactly right. So that's a deal breaker.
That's a huge one.
For a lot of people, okay? All right, domestic violence. So we've kind of covered that. What do you think about the cheating aspect? Because a lot of people would say, well, that's just the way my husband is. Or, well, my dad was that way, and so my husband's that way. Or, you know, everybody I know has had been cheated on. I mean, you know, I've heard this kind of stuff from people, you know, where they just minimize that violation of trust. They minimize it in their lives, again, for the payoff.
Absolutely. And I've seen people who have, you know, they've been cheated on. They're not willing, they don't want to lose this relationship. So what they do is it's an emotionally cold relationship between the two people.
Oh, yeah. It's got to
be cold. It's more like a business relationship now.
Right.
You know, you're giving me the style of life I want. I'm going to, you know, be with you and this. And then I'm intimately, maybe not sexually, but my emotions are attached maybe to a close friend or someone else outside. Not saying that they're cheating. I'm saying that that's who gets to see the real person in there,
right?
Because I'm not giving it back to you because you
right.
cheated on me, but right. I don't want to lose the style of life I've come accustomed to.
And unfortunately, some of those, and I know some of those situations, there continues to be an intimate sexual relationship.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand how that can be when that trust level has been so violated.
And the problem is so many people are willing to sell themselves for less than what they're worth.
Oh, boy, that's huge. That is huge. Do you want to amplify on that? Because I think that is a big part of this.
Well, when we don't know our value,
right,
then it's hard to have people treat us in the way that we're valued. So if I am a person who is of value and I'm contributing and I'm a good-natured person and I'm willing to stay in a relationship with someone who repeatedly is cheating on me, I'm selling myself really short. Because I'm saying I'm not worth a faithful person. I'm not worth being someone's only romantic relationship.
Right.
And we're selling ourselves short. And we're teaching our kids to do the same thing.
Teaching the kids to do the same thing. Absolutely. So if somebody's driving down the road right now and they just heard that and they're going, oops, that's me. taking a good look at our circumstances and realizing that we are putting up with behaviors that we shouldn't necessarily put up with because we need something from that relationship. Okay, what do you say to that? And also, I want you to answer the whole thing about the religious connotation where people are, well, I married him.
There, and you know what? The religious thing can definitely hold people way into something. And you know what? When it boils down to, I mean, I've watched people in severe domestic abuse situations, and they'd go to their pastor for marriage counseling. The pastor's like, oh, you can't divorce.
No.
Just put on your five-inch high heels and be a better wife or do this or do that.
Right.
And
exactly.
At the end of the day, no, I didn't say you have to divorce, but you have to get away and be safe.
Right. Right.
And so that's – the religious thing can be a lot of guilt. It can be really challenging for people because you're talking about – their afterlife is at stake, at least in some of
their
perspective.
Thinking. Right. But God has called us to peace.
And he has.
And I'll just tell this, and then we're going to go to break here in just a minute. And if you have a question you want to text in or a comment, just go ahead and do it, 727-888-4171. I know somebody who has now passed away, okay? And this gentleman and his wife, she's still living in her 90s, but he passed away. They had such a violent relationship, not just verbally, but with severe beating, frying pan to the head, all kinds of shotgun pointed, shotgun just missing the ear. We're talking some really, really serious things. And I first met this person when I was like my late teens, okay? And I said to this person, to the guy, to the man who was being abused by the woman. This is an example of the man being abused by the woman all these years. Why don't you get a divorce? Because I took a vow at my wedding. Now, this person wasn't even spiritual, wasn't even religious, really. He didn't say, God won't let me. He just said, I took a vow. Now, when he died, at age 90-something, a couple years ago, he lived his whole life with this bitter old bag, I'm going to call her, who was mean, who was offensive, who was verbally and physically abusive. We've got to go to break. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk to Dr. Angel more about what is your deal breaker and how do you figure that out? Don't go anywhere, audience. Call a friend. Have them tune in.
While you dance with her real slow, tell me, cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash hoe? Liar, liar, did you buy her whiskey all night long? Did you hide your ring in the pocket of your jeans, or did you just keep it on? When the deed was done and you had your fun, did you think I would know? Tell me, cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash hoe? Now I'm not one to judge someone that I ain't never met, but to lay your hands on a married man's about as low as a gal can get. Hey, I wish her well as she rots in heaven. You can tell her I said so.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
Can anybody say they truly do? You swear that you're a hickory tree, but your limbs are loaded down with rotten fruit. Gotta keep on spinning around, never let your worlds collide. 'Cause if we all start talking, there might be nowhere for you to hide. You're a
back. All right. We're having a very interesting discussion today, Doctor. And I know I kind of got you a little sober there, a little somber. Somber, not sober. Yeah, you're always
sober. I'm sober too.
You're always sober. But I got you a little somber there on the example I gave you, real life people that I know and was related to. And just how so many times people will go and waste a lifetime with somebody that is so hurtful to them and to their emotions and to their dignity and to their physical well-being, and almost get killed many times through the years because they thought they took a vow. Talk to me about that, Doctor.
Well, you know, it's really hard.
Sober, Doctor.
Sober. I am so sober. Drinking my water tonight. It's hard to... when someone gets in that mindset of, you know, for better or for worse, I hear that a lot. I'm committed to this, for better or for worse. It doesn't mean that it's okay to have ourselves in situations that are harmful to us.
Right.
You know, for better or worse means we're going to work through conflict.
Right.
It means we're going to disagree sometimes to disagree. It means when the finances aren't working, we're going to do what it takes to survive.
Exactly.
It means when you get the diagnosis that you need all this, I'm going to be there and I'm going to take care of you.
Right.
For better or worse, does not give someone the green light to be someone else, you know, to be punching on the other person or destroying their life.
But what if they go with that reasoning? I took a vow. Golly. You know what I mean? I'm not making fun of vows.
No, I know.
I'm not making fun of marriage vows just because I'm divorced. I'm not. But I'm just saying, to me, that's extreme. And they obviously had no deal breaker.
And so what I say to that is, one of the things that you have to do is kind of go in and look at that mindset, because it's a mindset.
It is.
And then we have to kind of talk and process about what's behind that mindset, what's healthy, what's unhealthy. And maybe that this relationship can enter into professional counseling and become more healthy. Maybe this relationship, maybe we just need that time apart. And, you know, when you tell people, you know, maybe a separation would be beneficial, they go straight to, oh, I don't want a divorce. I never said divorce.
Right.
You can live separate and not divorce if you choose to.
Right.
Maybe you are committed. Maybe you did take a vow that maybe your heart will stay faithful to this person, but maybe your body can't live under the same roof with this person.
Right.
I mean, I've known married couples who had to have their own houses. They stayed married. They got together for dinners, family events. I mean, they still even had a relationship, but they just couldn't live under the same house.
Right.
Everyone has different situations. And so I think what happens is that black and white thinking takes over.
Right. Exactly.
I'm committed no matter what. No, it does not give someone the green light to be abusive. Vow does not mean that. I'm throwing myself at your mercy of my survival either.
Because some people will take direct advantage of you having that kind of a stance where I have no deal breaker in my life. You can just do whatever you want to. You can walk on me. You can cheat on me. You can lie to me. You can run around with this, that one, and whatever. And it's not going to affect me. There are no deal breakers. I'm saying there are people like that out there. And shouldn't we have some deal breakers?
Oh, we should. I agree. We should. Because we need to have value for ourselves.
Yes, that's it. Right there.
And so when a deal breaker is getting hit, maybe this is time we enter professional help. Maybe we need to step back and look at how we're doing things. And because my value, I'm valued, and I'm valued enough not to have this experience. Whatever those. Now, some people's deal breakers might be things that, you know, well, if I'm not driving the Mercedes Benz, this is a deal breaker. That we're not talking about those kinds of.
No,
I've seen marriage couples. Oh well, you know, I have a 6-pack body, and if she loses her body, we're done.
Right.
Stuff. We're not talking about that. We're talking about those serious relational deal breakers that can happen.
Right.
And committed marriages. Now, when you're in a dating situation, deal breakers are a lot different.
Talk to us about that.
Well, when we're in a serious committed relationship, it takes a lot more effort to separate that relationship. So I think the deal breakers need to be higher, more significant, more prominent. But when we're
dating
someone.
It makes sense when you're married to someone. Makes sense.
Absolutely. When you're dating someone,
let's talk about that.
We can lower those deal breakers to a little bit. So they don't have to be, oh, well, if you hit me, we're going to break up. Maybe we're going to not stay together if I'm feeling manipulated by you.
Right. Okay. Good. Good.
Maybe if I feel like I'm not having the freedom to hang out with my friends or see my children or people who I valued before we were in this relationship.
Right.
Maybe that's my deal breaker when I'm feeling smothered.
Right.
Or maybe if I'm feeling like you're not supporting my dreams or you're not wanting me to do it because now we're in a relationship and you're wanting me to be this relationship widow.
Right.
That might be my dating deal
breaker.
What's
a relationship widow?
Well, you have to give up everything else for this relationship.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, all my dinners now are with you and all my activities are now with you and everything has to be around what we're doing instead of other people that I've shared my life with for most of my life.
And especially when you get to my age, let's say, and you've had a family and maybe you have relationships after that family, the family is still there. Your kids, your grandkids, they're still there. And they have importance. They have that spot up there. They've got to, you had them first.
Absolutely. And then
when we're dating. You want to
address that? Yeah. So when we're dating, those are some of the things that I would even just talk about in the early dating. Kids are my priority.
Right.
My kids have a need, or if they need time with me, my kids are my priority. Does that mean every time my kids come calling, I'm picking up the phone? No, that doesn't mean that either. I'm not on their leash.
Right.
But they're my priority.
Right. Right.
So if that bothers you, this isn't going to be the relationship for us. And so putting some of those early deal breakers, because we can lower that bar when we're dating, because we're not really committed at this point. We're figuring each other out.
Right.
So I'm going to have those things for me that are really important.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Honesty is so important in the dating scene. Now we're talking about it. Now, I've seen some commercials lately. I don't know if you've seen it. Or do you wish that you could be this honest when you were dating someone?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to call you back. I'm going to ignore your text for 2 days.
And, yeah.
Yes.
But the premise is, don't you wish you could be honest?
Yeah.
That's the premise.
Why can't we be honest?
Why can't we? Because we're putting our good foot forward, or we want somebody to think we are something we are not.
And here's the problem with that.
Or that we're not flawed.
And then we have this relationship that we've let them think we're something we're not. Now we're committed and we still have to be something we're not.
Right.
Or we change the story online because now you're married and you can't leave and you're committed to me. That's not fair either.
Oh, I've seen that through the years, helping couples and people where things totally change after that.
As soon as I say I do, it's all different.
Yeah, it's all different.
Happens. We need to be more honest in those dating relationships. We need to be a little more upfront about some of the things that are really important and priorities to us. You know, one of my big priorities is I have specific career goals and dreams that I don't want to lose in the process.
Exactly.
And so if I'm with someone, you know, I wanted to be with someone who, if my career, you know, had me go to another city or town, that maybe they would be willing to join that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm looking to move tomorrow, but I'm saying those were just certain things that were important to me.
Exactly.
And so you lay that out.
Right. Right.
You know, my kids, not negotiable. Those are not, I call that not negotiable. My kids are always my kids, and I'm going to be there when they need me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the person that hasn't had children sometimes does not understand that, right?
No, sometimes they don't understand that. And it's not their priority, and it can be challenging. It can be very challenging in that relationship.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so you're saying there's a difference between a deal breaker if you're already married, been married for 15 years, or whatever the case may be, or somebody who's just dating, or maybe been dating for a long time, but things begin to just not go very well.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because I was working with this couple, and they were dating, and they needed to come into counseling while they were dating. And I just looked at them, and I'm like, if you're needing to come to counseling while you're dating, maybe you shouldn't be dating.
Right.
To me, that was just like this huge flag of, why are we holding something together that is falling apart and you're not even
right
in this that committed. Exactly. Not to say that you shouldn't ever go to counseling, but I'm just saying it just struck me really odd.
Right.
Why are we trying to date if we have all this, and they laid out all this conflict and disagreements and different life ideals. And I'm just like, why are we dating?
So you gave them permission to not date.
Yes.
To be done.
It didn't make sense that you're trying to glue something together that was so not ready to be glued and couldn't be glued without all this conflict. And why are we doing this?
Yeah, why doing it? So that really is kind of the impetus for this show, because there should be deal breakers in our lives, really.
Absolutely. You know, when you're dealing with someone, you might be feeling a little manipulated by them. Maybe they want to have their way all the time.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know what? When I'm dating you and I'm feeling like you're always wanting to have your way, or maybe you're whining or you're pulling emotional on me or pulling away from me, that push-pull, chase me, chase me, chase me.
Right.
Why? Yeah, that's a lot of effort for dating.
No, that's...
Maybe this isn't the kind of person I need to be with.
Right, exactly.
And so when we look at those deal breakers, it kind of helps us weed through things that saves us a lot of pain.
Right.
In the long run.
But don't a lot of people just ignore things because they're in the quote-unquote honeymoon stage of the relationship, whether they're married or not, but in the new part of it where it's all exciting and fun. And
then we put on the rose-colored glasses and we ignore any of those little flags that we start to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're pushing this forward, and then we get into this and we realize, oh my goodness, I have a mess on my hands.
Exactly.
When I deal with a lot of marriages in counseling, we kind of go back to when you were dating, when things were good.
Yeah.
There were so many flags for a lot of couples way back then.
Really? Really?
And they just pushed it together.
Exactly.
And glued something together that probably shouldn't have been glued.
I know a relationship near to me in that during the year of engagement, they broke up 6 or 8 times.
That's a flag. That's a flag you're done.
I mean, seriously.
I hear you. I hear that all the time.
And they didn't stay broken up that long, but they, you know, they patched up. Oh, no, I love him. You know, that kind of stuff. But yet, you're saying that's a red flag, people. If it comes to the point that you actually break up during your engagement period, something's wrong.
Yes.
Here's your sign.
To it. Because it's going to save you a ton of heartache
right.
later down the road.
It is.
Because you're going to be sitting in my office in so many years and
right.
crying and hurt and frustrated. And now we have kids in the mix and all kinds of other stuff happening. And so we do. If we paid a little more attention early on, we could save so much.
Okay, I want you to address the kid issue. Okay, because a lot of people will stay in a relationship until, quote unquote, the kids are out of the house on their own. And I mean, I've been there. I understand that feeling and that concept. However, if the relationship has gone south and the kids are 2, 4, and 6, or whatever the case may be, it may not be possible to wait till they're grown. Do you want to address that?
I agree with you. And I hear that from people all the time. Well, we're just staying together for the kids. You know, we want them to have their family together.
And which is ideal.
I'm like, well, you know.
It's ideal.
First of all, it's not ideal.
I mean, in a fairy book type of.
It's still not ideal.
You know, of everybody still being. Yes.
No.
And it's not. And I agree with you. I'm just being the devil's advocate. But I want you to say why it's not ideal.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, kids are extremely intuitive.
They certainly are. Smarter than you think they are.
So when you're staying together for the kids, they're not seeing a modeled, healthy, happy, romantic relationship.
Right.
You're going to be extra stressed. There's going to be more anger, more tension. It's going to come out on them.
Right.
Happiness in the home won't be there. That connection won't be there. It is much healthier for that relationship if they've gone through the steps and really know this is done and there's nothing we can do to make this better. We go our separate ways and we co-parent effectively. That means maybe mommy and daddy can still go to birthday parties together and the things that are important for the kids.
Very important.
We can do that without conflict, those kids are so much better because they're going to see happy, healthy, interactive relationships.
Right. And when you stress that your dad's still your dad, may be married to this new person.
And your mom's still your mom.
But they're working together.
Work together.
For decisions, important decisions, discipline, and different. And they're on the same page. Unfortunately, from my own experience and from a lot of people I know, it takes two parents to co-parent.
Yes, it does.
Doesn't it?
Yes, it does. That's co-parent, too.
And here's the problem with co-parenting. Sometimes one person just doesn't want to bother with it.
Nope. And we can't make anyone else do what we can do, what we want them to do. And here's why we get sometimes in that situation. Sometimes people are just poo heads, I guess is a nice way of saying it. And they just don't want to interact with their kids. And they want to pretend like this previous life didn't exist because I want that hot new guy or girl or whatever is coming my way. Here's why we get a lot of relationships that struggle to co-parent. Because we're going to stay together for the kids, and then we hold it together for a few years, and we're empty inside. We need to be loved, and we need to be touched, and we need that intimacy. And we're not getting it. And then they're going to do something that's going to piss the living lights off of us.
Right.
That's it. I'm done. We're out. Now I'm so friggin' angry at you, I can't even have a conversation with you.
Right.
How am I going to co-parent like that?
Right. Exactly.
I can't.
I've seen
I am so stinking done, and I'm so mad because we've really been over for 5 years.
Right.
We've just kind of glued it together for the kids.
Right.
And now I'm just so angry, I just can't even stand the sight of you, and that makes for very ineffective co-parenting.
Absolutely. So for the person out there that says, but I've got to stay together, I got to do this because I'm afraid of the future. I'm afraid of life, what it would look like without this. I'm used to it. In fact, doctor, I want you to address this because I believe this is a condition with people like this that they have no deal breakers. I believe they get addicted to the drama. That's my opinion.
Oh, there's definitely a drama
addiction.
That may
be a whole nother show, right?
Oh, yes. There's definitely a drama. I need to have a problem. You know, I get time, I get attention, I get focus. It's high emotion. There are those kinds of people. A lot of times it can be what that fear of doing it on my own.
Financial possibilities, financial problems, possibly.
And it's hard. In our culture, we have two people together. We build this lifestyle. To have separated, now have half that economic lifestyle.
It's hard.
Who wants to step back?
Yeah, it's hard.
Really, honestly, who wants to do that?
It is hard.
It stinks. Yeah. And it's hard. But do we want to get healthy and move forward, or do we want to stay in this broken system to drive that BMW?
Right.
That's the questions we have to ask.
But doesn't that speak to shallowness?
Absolutely. It speaks to shallowness.
Because it might be the very best thing for the kids to see you be brave enough to say, no, it's not okay that you're cheating on me all the time and treating me like this and screaming and yelling and treating the kids bad and not being a good parent or whatever the case may be. That's my deal breaker. I'm done. We're gonna move forward. Isn't it a good example to the children to see that there are principles involved? That there's a line in the sand and he or she crossed it and now we have to make a new life, but we can do it. We can do this. I'm
Absolutely.
Preaching, I know.
You are, but you're doing it. Here's the thing. When I was in my marriage, I'm divorced. When I was in my marriage, three kids, we had a very affluent lifestyle. When we went through the years of counseling and I realized this was, no matter what we did, this was not going to be a healthy situation. When I moved out, my children moved from a 5,000 square foot home to a 1,000 little rental that was really not nice. But you know what? I ate peanut butter and jelly for years of my life just so I could give the kids food.
And you were getting your education at the same time,
and
too.
And you know what? I'm like, we're going to have a house of peace. We're going to have a house of love. That is your father. I never kept him from access, but you will respect him. Everyone makes mistakes, and we are not going to have that in this house. We're not going to have that conflict. We're not going to, you know what? My children are healthy.
Yes,
they're adjusted.
They are. They're wonderful
young
men.
They have good, their own relationships.
Yes, they're wonderful
young
men.
We have had to build from the ground up together as a family.
Yeah.
But you know what? I wouldn't have changed a thing about that.
And that will give our listeners hope that it can be done. You can go from that to where you are.
Absolutely.
Basically, the very same thing happened to me. And so you can recover. Mm-hmm. There is life after divorce. There is life after a situation that became a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Audience, take hope today because there is life after this. And wow, doctor, we touched on some pretty seriously heavy topics here just now. This is a good show to have your friends listen to, along with the last two on defense mechanisms. And you can do that Saturdays and Sundays, 12 noon on StarcomRadioNetwork.com, Eastern Time, 12 noon, or on the website here, on the podcast for Go Yard, tantalk1340.com. Final words, Doctor, before we get into saying goodbye and we'll see you next week.
You know, final words is, you know, let's just look at those deal breakers. If you're in a dating situation, look at what are you looking for your long term?
Okay.
And if this isn't something we can talk about and work through and kind of help it get there, we need to just move on.
Okay.
And if we're in a marriage, maybe we need some professional help. Maybe we need to separate.
Yeah.
Let's not stay in those really severe deal-breaking situations for the kids or for sake of finances. So sometimes we just need
Or for sake of saving face.
Right. Not worth it.
It is not worth it. Oh, Doctor, this has been intense, and we encourage you to make use of our technology these days so that you can go back and listen to shows again and again that have helped you. TanTalk1340.com, go to the podcast page, the program schedule, Go Yard podcast page, and you'll find a bunch of them on our website, GoYard2014.org. Email us, GoYard2014@gmail.com. And as always, know that we are one text away or an email away to help you. 727-888-4171. And this has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac bringing you Go Yard. Let's hit a home run this week in life. And know that we are here for you. So reach out to us if we can help you. 727-888-4171. See you next week. And we're excited about next week's show.
Good night.
See ya.
Did you ever think about hosting your very own radio show? Here's how.
Hey, Tampa Bay, did you know you can have a one-hour program on the Tantalk Radio Network for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many Tampa Bay stations? That's right. We'll put you on the radio for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many stations. Check it out today. Use your program to promote yourself, your business, or someone else's business. Call Lola Jean, the broadcast queen, 727-510-7622. That's 510-7622. Call Lola Jean now to check out your Tantalk network program. In addition to network radio, we'll stream your program in audio and video all over the world. Call Lola Jean now, 727-510-7622. Call today. Your network one-hour program can start tomorrow. Broadcast your message in audio and video on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Show me the money.
It's the Employment Opportunity Hour with Gene Hodge every Thursday night from 7 until 8.
So the purpose of the show is to help you out there to find something that you enjoy doing instead of a job. And at the start of the show, I normally give out a formula, which I know will guarantee you to find the type of job that you want right now.
Find out the formula to an enjoyable job with Gene Hodge's Employment Opportunity Hour every Thursday night from 7 until 8 here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Show me the money.